Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
Design with your host, Bing Fisher. Uncle Bing, you can call me whatever the hell you want to call me. If you want to call me, actually, online, it's 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. Happy Easter. He is risen. People, thank you, Lord. I wanted to read, I know everybody, you know, had a busy Easter weekend and doing a lot of things outside. I know I did. And if you can guess how many seeds I sowed the last 2 days, then I don't know, I'll give you a prize of something. I don't know what it is yet, but it was quite a bit. And my kids just left not too long ago, and it took me a little bit to get the show back on the road. Of course, I was off last week because we had storms here in Tennessee, and they were pretty bad. But right now, I wanted to read a poem, and I'm going to try to do it justice, okay? I'm going to try to. I don't know if I will. But it's A Mother's Eyes by Susan Jarvis Bryant, and this comes from the Society of Classical Poets, and it's pretty much conservative if you look at a lot of the poets that are on there and so on, what they write about. But I wanted to try to read this, and everybody says, oh, you got a silky voice, you got a soft voice, you got a mellow voice. But the thing is that I want to try to read this for you, because when I came across this tonight, actually, I was going, oh, my God, this is the poem. You know, this is the thing, the crux of the biscuit, as it were. A Mother's Eyes by Susan Jarvis Bryant. She burns to bear his burden, take the weight. But he is far beyond her guiding reach, beyond her soothing arms. He meets his fate. Her heavy heart has nothing left to teach. For these are not his first steps, they're his last. His skin, once kissed and dressed by her, is flayed. His gouged and bloodied flesh leaves her aghast. If only they'd embrace his word and prayed. Eyes that mirrored smiles of her raw joy, now brim with woe for those whose ways aren't true. Her soul, it holds the message of her boy. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Her feet nailed to the spot, instincts denied. Consumed by pain, she watches, crucified. I just thought that was a great poem. I thought it was a good intro into Easter, the end of Easter, beginning of what's supposed to be new. We'll see. On the left side, and of course, you know I'm going to get into politics on this, right? But on the left end, you got this.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator. You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, if his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Maxine. You ain't seen nothing yet. Very Christian-like, all of you. Madonna, Maxine Waters, Joe Biden, punch him in the face. I just want to take him out back and punch him in the face. Like, Joe, you can't even get your hands up. You can't even walk up a flight of stairs, you freaking moron. AOC. The biggest bimbo I've ever seen in Congress, flapping her mouth. Which brings me to term limits. We were discussing this around the table this weekend, right? Term limits. Well, we already have term limits. They're called voting. It's called voting. It's called Election Day. But you know what? I came to the realization quite a while ago. And it's basically reinforcing every election cycle that goes through is reinforcing my my realization that we need term limits because people are too freaking stupid to vote. Basically, that's basically how I feel. There's a lot of people, probably, I don't know, half of them anyway. They're too stupid to vote. If they can't get a voter ID, They bitch and whine about it. Well, we're being disenfranchised. And you have Nancy Pelosi and Chucky Schumer and all these people on there. They're saying, well, they're putting down the black. Well, are you calling black people stupid because they can't get an ID to vote? Seriously. You're putting down, you're being a racist for declaring that Georgia wants to reform its voting laws, which actually makes it easier to vote for a lot of people. But the left media, the leftist media, the Marxists don't want to tell you that. They don't want to tell you that they actually extend the hours. They extend, they put more of these ballot harvesting boxes, which I totally disagree with. I think if you want to vote, it's your sacred right. You should make a point to get to the polls. I've worked the polls quite a few years here in Tennessee. Probably I would say at least 10, somewhere around there. I've seen women 90-some years old come in and basically beg to vote. They were driving up onto the curb and everything, getting out of the car. We had to help them in, some of them. Some of them we had to actually help vote, but they wanted their vote counted. They had every name written down that they wanted on that ballot, that they cast themselves, not some other person without an ID. It was that important to them. It's that important to them. It was that important to me to make sure that their vote got counted, got cast and got counted. And we have to go through loopholes to get that. We have to have another judge sitting there to make sure I didn't mess up her vote. It's a sacred right, people. You have to have ID to get on a plane. MLB, Major League Baseball, wants to pull out of Georgia. Good. I don't even watch them. I don't watch them anymore. Haven't for a long time. Not any sports. Because they're all acting like retards. They want to sit there and kowtow to the woke society. It's out there and wants to manipulate them. And it shows me how weak these CEOs of Major League Baseball, Nike, Coca-Cola, all these major, major companies are. It shows me how weak they are because they kowtow to political correctness. And political correctness is going to ruin this country. If it hasn't already. We've got cancel culture. We've got everything else going on around here. We got people wanting to take away your guns. Take away your First Amendment. Take away your Fourth Amendment. They got teachers and the teachers' unions. Scumbags that they are. And I'm sorry, if you're a teacher and you have to be in the union to work, I have less of a problem with you than if you're a teacher and you're in the union and you're paying it. You're playing it. You are part of the problem. Look at all these young children, all these kids for a year, over a year in the head. How many of these kids are going to be, I don't know, suicide bombers? How many of these kids are going to shoot up schools? How many of these kids are going to grow up screwed up because these teachers refuse to open school because they're afraid? They're afraid of what? When science, they keep saying science, blinded me with science. and science is all around them, and it says these kids will not transmit this disease, this COVID, to them. But instead, they take a nice long holiday, vacation. Let's go to Florida. Let's go to the Caribbean. Let's go to the Bahamas. I don't have to teach school. The teachers' union is corrupt, but it's funded by Democrats. Big time funded by Democrats. And it's time that people wake up, get your kids out. They're not going to get herd immunity if they're stuffed up. They're not going to get education if they're sitting at home behind a laptop. They're not going to get social interaction if they're out of school. They're not going to get that. Instead, they're going to get beat up by their parents, perhaps, because they're stuffed at home, too. We've become a society that's basically dependent not on the Constitution, but on government. And to be a conservative really is quite simple. You defend the Constitution. You defend... the First Amendment, right, to assemble for free speech. The Second Amendment defends that right. There is no middle ground here anymore. The liberals, the leftists, the Marxists, the communists want to turn this country into something that we are not. We are not an anti-capitalist country. Capitalism and the Constitution is tied at the hip. It always has been. And it always will be. When you get rid of either one of them, both of them fail miserably.
7 in 10 millennials do not know this, so listen up. According to a new YouGov poll, 7 in 10 millennials say they would vote for a socialist. 1 in 3 millennials see communism as favorable, and half of millennials have an unfavorable view of capitalism. So tonight, I will show you what 7 in 10 millennials obviously do not know. The 5 reasons socialism will destroy your life. Number 1, 100 million people were killed in the 20th century by socialist and communist regimes. 100 million people. If you think socialism or communism in America would result in anything other than oppression or death, you are sorely mistaken. Number 2, in the socialist Soviet Union, people stood in line for hours for a loaf of bread and were forced to eat their own shoes rather than starve to death. In Venezuela today, people are trekking hours to the borders just for a single meager meal a day. And people are burning their money because money doesn't even buy them food to keep them alive, thanks to socialism. Number 3, in communist Cuba, you have to bring your own blanket and your own light bulb to the hospital. The surgical instruments are rusty. Medication and healthcare treatments are rationed by the government. In Venezuela, antibiotics are so scarce that a little girl in the hospital survived only because the boy in the hospital room next to hers died and his mother gave her his antibiotics. Meanwhile, in these countries, the rich elites fly to other countries to qualify for health care, for quality health care, while their own people are dying. Number 4, in Venezuela, in Cuba, and certainly in the Soviet Union, if you criticize the government, you can be shot. There are 15,000 political dissidents imprisoned in Venezuela for daring to disagree with the dictator. In Cuba, political prisoners and journalists have been shot in the back of the head. In the Soviet Union, dissidents just disappeared, and the gulags were full of innocent people. Reason number 5, socialism and communism have never worked, no matter how many times they've been tried. It has failed in the Soviet Union, East Germany, China, Venezuela, Cambodia, Cuba, Vietnam, North Korea, Ethiopia, Poland, and Romania, and it would fail here too. But not before our liberty is squashed and millions of people will be forced into poverty, starved, oppressed, and killed. Apparently, 7 in 10 millennials do not know this. Millennials in this poll also said they think President Donald Trump is the, quote, biggest threat to world peace, even more so than Putin, Xi Jinping, or Kim Jong-un. In fact, 10% of millennials in this poll said Trump is, quote, responsible for more deaths and human rights abuses than Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler. So for goodness sake, turn off the Young Turks or whatever garbage YouTubers you watch and read a history book and reject communism and socialism before you destroy our country and your own life. Thank you. We would all appreciate it.
And thank you, Liz Wheeler. Thank you. I made a little mistake at the beginning of my show. Normally, I always introduce Brian Futch, the guy that sings my lead in, and he sings my outro too. And if you never heard my outro, you got to stick around for it because it's great. The intro is great too. But Brian Futch, you can find him over at brianfutch.com and download his music. Check it out. Listen to it. If you like it, download. He's got some great songs over there. Interviewed him, I don't know, a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, something like that. And very good Nashville, or actually I think he's from Kentucky artist, but he comes to Nashville and records that kind of stuff. But you're listening to American by Design, and your host is Bane Fisher, and the call-in number here is 646-478-5284 if you wish to call in. You can also catch me, and I'm trying to get more online with Telegram. If you look in the show page here, you can see a link to Telegram, which is t.me/AmericanByDesign. Now, you can also use t.me/BingFisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R. And you can get me that both ways. Either way, it don't matter. But look me up. I mean, I've been online for a long time. I do websites. BiteMeInTheBasement.com was my website when Joe Biden was hiding Biden, I guess, from the media and everything like that. So I've created that website, and it's still up. It's still running. I haven't done anything with it for a little while, but you might find some kind of amusing things out of it. BiteMeInTheBasement.com. It's secured. It's all, you know, all that kind of stuff. I've done websites for Herman Cain. I've done websites for Rick Santorum. Worked on different websites for different candidates locally and that kind of thing. So that's where my mind is at. That's where I'm coming from. I hosted the Defend the Constitution rally with my sister, Lisa Mae Norton. And we had some very good artists over there. Had a great time. We just, we're out and about, you know, we're doing stuff. Anyways, to get back to what I was doing this weekend is me and my wife bought a greenhouse. It's a small one. It's not really, really big, but it's enough to hold like a crap load of plants. And I know the burning question is, how many plants did you plant today and yesterday, Bing? How many plants did you plant? Well, I know I put out 200 seedling flats. I put out another distribution of onions and so on that probably amounted to another 200 on top of that. I've got carrots growing inside. I've got them inside because it's still a little bit too cold to put them outside. But I've probably got about, I don't know, 50 carrots inside. I've planted also dispersed. And the reason why I'm saying this is because it's important that with this upcoming legislation they're trying to push through, the Democrats are, with the vax shaming BS, okay, with, you know, if you don't have the vaccine, well, you might this same shit that China does, okay, the same exact stuff. You have to have your cell phone on all the time. You have to have some kind of personal ID card that you swipe. Okay, now who, and y'all know this is the truth. This is the truth, and it's been proven. When you're sitting there talking, you got Siri, you got Cortana, you got Alexis in the background. They're all listening. I don't care if you turn them off. They're all listening. You ever do this? Just sit there and make, just do a practice test, okay? Get a bunch of friends together. Talk about one company. And then go on your social media and that kind of thing, which I'm not on social media other than Telegram. And I do have a Twitter account, but I don't even post on there. It's just basically for me to update stuff that I do on bitemeinthebasement.com. But just talk about a company and then go on your social media site a little while later and I bet you that company will pop up. It's amazing how that happens. But they want a vaccine passport so that you can't board a plane unless you've got the vaccine. And it's amazing that they tell you that the vaccine is effective, very effective. Listen to Dr. Fauci. And then you turn around and he tells you, but still wear a mask after you get the vaccine. Why is he telling you to wear a mask after you get the vaccine? Something they know that you don't? Could be. But that's what I'm doing is planting my own seeds this year again. I do it every year. This year it tore me up because it's a lot harder to plant from seed than it is just to go out and buy the plants and go ahead and put them in the ground. It's a lot harder. Take it from me. It is. I like planting seeds because I don't have to deal with, you know, bulbs, onion bulbs that have already been grown for a year or 2 years. I don't have to do that. So I plant my own. I have more success with it, I think. I've already got stuff coming up. It's a great time. I live out in the sticks and I don't want to subject myself to the whims of my local store. And especially with this passport vaccine that they're talking about, think about what else they can tie onto this that they've already been tying onto it in China. You talk bad about the state, sits there and raises your taxes, makes it so you can't go outside. Think about it. What if they put an interlock on your car? You couldn't start your car to go anywhere. Conspiracy theories? Maybe. But I think they're relevant. I think they're relevant to talk. I can't get the vaccine. I've got something called AlphaGal. A Lone Star tick bit me. I can't eat white meat. I can't take a vaccine. Not even a flu shot. It theoretically could kill me. So what am I to do? My wife doesn't want the vaccine. What's she to do? What's anybody going to do about this? Get the vaccine? Or be vax-shamed? Get it stamped on your passport that you can't go nowhere, you can't leave your house, you can't visit people, go to use your credit card and it won't work because of shut down. It's pretty sick. It's pretty sick and it reminds me of I don't know, just a sneaky type of backdoor manipulation of the government on the public lives. Just like this.
Who has heard the poem called The Snake? So I have it. Does anybody want to hear it again? You sure? Are you sure? Okay. So let's dedicate this to General Kelly, the Border Patrol, and the ICE agents for doing such an incredible job. All right. This was written by Al Wilson a long time ago. And I thought of it having to do with our borders and people coming in. And we know what we're going to have. We're going to have problems. We have to very, very carefully vet. We have to be smart. We have to be vigilant. So here it is, the snake. It's called The Snake. On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Poor thing, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. The border. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman, sighed the vicious snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a comforter of silk and laid him by her fireside with some honey and some milk. She hurried home from work that night, and as soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman, sighed that vicious snake. She clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in by now, oh heavens, you would have died. She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman, sighed the vicious snake. I have saved you, cried the woman. And you've bitten me, heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
Hell yeah, she knew that was a snake before she took him in. If you're listening to tonight's show, please, you know, give me a shout out. Give me a like. I'm one of the top ranked shows on Conservative Nation Media. And we've been doing this for quite a long time. I've got shows going back years, like, I don't know, 12 years, something like that. We've had a good time. I've had a good time being with you all. I want to close out with Brian Futch singing me out. But what I want to leave with you today is don't trust anything. Question everything. Question everything. Because when you get answers is when you get the real truth. But don't trust the snakes. Don't trust the vicious media. Trust in your heart. Trust in God. until next week, when I have more time to prepare for a show, it'll be better. Until then, you've been listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. Uncle Bing's going to say sayonara. And Brian Futch is going to sing us out. BrianFutch.com. Thank you.
Notion, but deep down in his heart, he knew he was right. He cleared the way for you and me. You can still hear his spirit sing. I am America. The cause with great devotion. And just like his daddy, he led the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. His stories have faded with his years, but his eyes say it loud and clear.
Catch him on BrianFutch.com, and you're listening to Conservative Nation Media with your host, Uncle Bing Fisher, on American by Design. One thing I forgot to mention is that everybody, all the grandkids came over and so on, and they were hunting Easter eggs. So I took a raw egg, and I put it out there, and one of the little boys got it, and he was so disappointed. So disappointed. He was like, oh, my God, this ain't like candy and stuff. This is like goo, you know, dripping all over me. And but it was funny. I got a picture of him. The look on his face was priceless. I enjoyed it. And that's kind of how mean I play. Good night, y'all. God bless.